It's Marnie Greenberg, and I am here today with Dr. Pam Ewan. We are doing a special show today on wellness. We're here today to talk about wellness and how you can achieve wellness on the spot. Dr. Pam is going to tell you all about the wellness hexagon.
Well, we're going to start with the wellness and Marnie show. It's going to be a radio show, even though we're doing it live on TV, but it's going to be our radio show.
So, Dr. Ewan, tell us about wellness and all the six factors of wellness.
Well, not everyone know about the six elements of wellness. In fact, wellness is pretty ill-defined. People think wellness is just health. Health is wellness. It's a little bit more to it than that, and we want people to experience it and not just taking our words for it.
So we're here today to put our book, Delete Stress and Pain on the Spot, into action for you. We were going to delete and demystify the mystery of aging. I know a lot of people are concerned. They have aches and pains, or they have maybe you have a disease or an illness. And we're really here today to show you and demonstrate how fast it is to reverse your illness and to delete your limitations that you're experiencing in life.
Well, definitely. Aging or less aging is part of wellness. That's part of the six element of wellness. Less aging, of course, it includes time too. So we want people to have more mastery of time and not try to manage time. They would have mastery over it. That's somewhat different than what people used to.
So whatever problem you may be experiencing, whether it's health, relationships, finances, aging, time, all aspects of your life, we're going to demonstrate how fast it is. And when you get the right answer, your pain goes away. So, Dr. Ewan, let's discuss what deletion is and how, when you get the right answer, your pain goes away.
Well, deletion, consider that, you know, we are computers and our central nervous system is the central intelligence of our body. If you gain access to it, it's like you have your computer, you recognize you have a computer, and you would just utilize your central nervous system to change your body and change your physical surroundings.
And how exactly do you do this?
Well, I'm not going to jump into it right away. You know,
we're
it's something that...
That
somebody have to experience, exposed to it. It's not a how to do it right away. It's by finding the weakness and just strengthen those weaknesses. We are as good as our weaknesses. When we have more weaknesses, then we're not as good as we ought to be in terms of wellness in our life.
So if you're experiencing any physical pain, maybe you have an age-related condition, maybe you even want to lose weight, you want to improve, maybe you want to have more energy, whatever that is, give us a call. The call-in number is on there, and we're going to do some live demonstrating for you. So we are going to take our first live caller.
All right. 718.
818, you are on live.
This is 818?
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. Thank you for calling in. What is it that you're experiencing today? Do you have any aches or pains, or maybe you're not feeling good?
Well, I have all of the above, but I'm experiencing blurry eyesight.
Blurry eyesight. Okay, Dr. Ewan, what do you feel?
Well, I feel that actually 818 is right around the corner, so we have 818 here.
Los Angeles.
No, Valley, actually, not Los Angeles. Los Angeles is 310, right? Or 323. So I know my codes, area codes. So blurry vision. See, we always make mistake that when we have that kind of symptom, we automatically we blame our eyes for it, right? So it's really your brain or the central nervous system. If your brain is not interpret what your eyes seen, then you don't know what you're seeing, right? So the blurry vision comes from, in your particular case, I could feel the weakness that come from your brain and the rest of your central nervous system, and also the cranial nerve that go to your eyes, and then your eyes connect back to the cranial nerve. So those are the weaknesses. Once you identify those weaknesses in the right order, you actually have the physical intelligence is obvious for you, right? We don't do any healing. We just point it out to you so you would just strengthen those weaknesses that that's there now. So that's process now. Now, the blurriness in comparison before, now, does it seem the same or different to you?
It seems the same. It's for distance.
Okay. Now,
items in the distance are blurry.
Okay. So the distance, the blurriness, you know, you're nearsighted, that kind of thing. So distance, see, your distance or your near distance or closest to you are not even with each other. So you have the unevenness of those two choices you have. So we will just make them even, right? It's easier to make things even. So blurriness, and it also bothers you when your life, you know, it bothers you mentally when you're not certain about certain a lot of things in your life, right? So when you're uncertain, it bothers you, right? Does it bother you to be uncertain?
Of course.
Yeah, so you want to remove that, right?
Yeah.
So the clarity in your vision have to deal with having less bothered with uncertainty, okay? So I process that for you and just direct you to process it yourself. Now, before you look at your vision and make a comparison, now think about uncertainty. Does it still bother you the same amount?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's an improvement, right? So let's just go out a little bit further with your vision and see how that is in comparison.
It's about the same.
Okay. All right. So when somebody say the same or insisting that's what it is, then we have to go further with them. Right? Same, not the same. See? So it kind of troubles you if it's the same because there's a weakness there. And if it's not the same, then you'd be questioning why it's not the same, right? So same, not the same. So we would let you strengthen yourself for that. And also changing, not changing, that kind of bothers you too. So you want to ensure that you change or don't change, it's okay. And different, not different. Those are the choices you have and you're struggling with these choices. So I would just strengthen those choices for you. Now when you go out a little bit more and see if, how your vision is to the distance, the blurriness.
It seems a little of improvement.
Okay, well, we're pushing you till you fall off the cliff, right? So, only kidding about that. So, we constantly have to push you to strengthen you, right? So, let me ask you another basic question, right? When you think about the future, in fact, that's the next weakness that come up. I mean, you have a question about the future, right? Then you probably say, don't be all, right? So if you have a question about your future, you're not going to be as clear, you know, with your vision, right? See, your vision is into the future, right? So think about something in the future that bothers you, okay? But you don't have to say what it is, okay? So you got one of those, right? So that is one of like a million things, right? So you're not going to handle a million things. If you have to handle a million things, right, you're pretty blurry with your everything, right? So once we process that and you talk about deletion, so we can just strengthen you to delete it and then reset your central nervous system, which is actually your central intelligence of your body that's going to give the right message to your eyes and allow your eyes to improve themselves. Now, think about the future again. Now, what does that seem like to you?
More neutral.
Good, good. You don't care about the future as much as before, right?
No.
See, a lot of people think if they really strongly care about it, they're going to get a future they want. In fact, it's just the opposite, right? You want to be strong to your future have no effect on you, right? So that's a good place for you to be, right? You're neutral about your future.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then you have frustration, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you want to improve, and definitely you don't want to have frustration in your life too much, right?
Okay.
I mean, you have one of those, right?
Absolutely.
Well, if you don't have that frustration, you actually become a, you know, a different person, right? You will have an improved version of yourself if you don't have that frustration, right? You agree to that, right? If you don't have that frustration, your life would be easier, right? You probably get along with people better too, right? They get along with you. So, all right, so we identify a frustration, or you did, but I identified the next weakness you have in your life would be the frustration, right? So we could process the number. That frustration is really one of 10,000 frustration that affect you infinitely, not just infinite, but 1,000 times infinite, okay? Once you recognize that, or I direct you to recognize that, your physical intelligence will just resolve it for you. Otherwise, it's too busy doing other things, okay? Now, now think about your frustration again. Now, what's that seem like?
I don't feel that as strongly as it's...
Right, it's different, right? So, isn't that better?
Yep.
All right, so it's a process. It's not like all of a sudden you got 20/20 vision or have the eyes of the ego. You know, it's a process.
But you're feeling this,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Are you feeling more neutral, less frustration, more certain about your future?
Well, to be open with your own improvement, right?
I didn't think I was frustrated, but I...
It's never what you think it is.
No, I'm kidding. No, I feel more neutral.
It's strongly neutral, right? It's like you're above everything, right? That means you're above it all, right?
Yeah.
That's neutrality. A lot of people think you're neutral, you just go take a nap, right? That's not what neutrality is.
Nothing bothers or disturbs you.
Okay, so Marnie, you know, I just kind of monopolized Marnie's time here, okay? So I apologize.
No, we want you to feel better.
Thank
we want you,
Dr.
you to see.
Ewan. Thank you, Marnie.
Yeah, sure. I'm so glad you came on. Thank you.
Hey,
so much.
Join us. Be part of this whole
join us more
wellness revolution,
all
okay?
All of our streams. Come on back. More.
I mean, every human being should improve. And not only that, every living creature should improve, right? In fact, we have wellness. Program for people. We have wellness program for pets, right? So
wellness for everyone. And most important, though, is I'm glad you came on because your eyesight. You want to be able to see good, and when you think about your future, you want to move strongly into your future.
And have fun doing it, right? Have fun making improvement. That's what it's all about, right?
It's never what you think it is, anyway. You know, it really isn't.
Never ever.
If you knew what it was, you'd have perfect eyesight. So, I'm glad that you came on and did that.
Yeah, thank you for, coming on.
Thank you for being open and sharing with us and our audience.
Well, when they open, you have to open to themselves, not to us, right?
Right. So, well, deletion.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
Okay, well, deletion's nothing magical or mystical. It's just a switch. It's hardwired to your internal computer. So what you heard Dr.
Well, it's technology,
doing,
right?
It's high tech. Well, you have to
somebody
reset.
Else's miracle is our technology, right?
Right. Miracles only happen once in a while. We want to make them happen all the time. Just like a computer is consistent, every time you turn it on, it turns on. So especially with your eyesight,
We want everyone to do that, right? So, I mean, everyone know how to use high-tech equipment and there's no reason why we could go back to the low tech when it comes to our physical body.
I mean, we expect instant answers. You know, we have Google. You can Google anything. You get instant answers. But how do you know those answers are right for you? That's what Dr.
Well, the insight will know, right?
We strengthen
people's insights, so they will know the answer themselves. They're not going to take the answer from us.
Right. You become your own self-expert, and that's what this method is all about, knowing what answers apply to you. So, and everybody's different, you know, that's why we take multiple callers and show you.
So we direct people to connect with that answer, and then they have their own answer, right? We don't give anybody any answers, right? We're not that smart to give people answers.
We just reset your central nervous system, just like you heard Dr. Yun do, reset the central nervous system and reconnect you. So your central nervous system has to be connected to your eyes, and again, finding what's the right answer for you.
To know the right answer, and especially when you use your... central nervous system, it's like a computer. You only have two choices. Either you're one or you're zero. When you use your mind to try to solve things, then you have countless answers. You don't know which one, right? So
it's all about deleting the mind and your spirit. When you delete your mind sabotages you 99.9% of the time. So you've got to delete the mind, activate your brain, activate your central nervous system, and that's when you make, you know, your insight becomes really crystal clear so that you can find your real reasons, causes, and sources. And sometimes it's just so simple as, you know, deleting your fear about the future, deleting your frustration.
Well, that comes from the mind, right?
Right.
So
it's all in your mind.
The mind is just a bad programming, right? So we have to...
All the glitches in the mind.
In fact, our computer or central nervous system already came with the right program, but people bring in minds or other people give you their minds, and they confuse your central nervous system that you don't even know you have a computer, right? So you try to solve things with your mind. You never solve anything with your mind.
That's
except
right.
To be more confused and fearful and emotional and all that, right? So
you got to delete the fear, delete the negative emotions, delete your limitations, and that's we're here to put that into
and
action.
Actually,
just talk about it.
When you activate your central nervous system or your computer, you're still going to be a human being, okay? Now, you're not going to be just a robot, right? So
you'll be strongly neutral. Okay, we're going to take another live caller and show you
so
how
to do. So we want our program to be fun and humorous. It's not so much the humor get to the result. It's the result give us the humor, okay? It's just the opposite.
Right. Well, your conscious mind is always telling you, you know, you want to be happy, you want to be healthy, you want to have a great life.
But the mind doesn't know anything.
Subconscious is always the opposite. It's always going to sabotage you, so you got to get rid of your mind altogether.
That's true. You're right.
All right. So let's take another live caller, and it's not limited by distance. So pay attention to how you're feeling as you listen to the callers, because if you resonate with a similar issue, you'll start to feel it in your physical body as well. Okay.
248.
You are on live.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you for joining us live. Do you have any physical pain?
Well, yes, I do.
Life is a pain, right?
Life is a pain.
Yeah.
What is
it? I'm having lower back pain.
Lower back pain. Okay. Dr. Nguyen, what do you feel?
I feel that it should be a Michigan pain, so.
Okay, so where you live geographically is weakening.
Well, that's the first weakness, right? So I'm not just making an assumption that, you know, some hot winter in Michigan would give us pain. If I go there, I'd be walking around with pain too, so. So let's be sure that you feel the warmness, even though you're surrounded by, you know, coldness. And your mind will make it colder for you, right? And your mind actually triggers all your experience of coldness, you know, down through centuries and thousands of years of your ancestors' experiences too, right? And then you also have ancestors, you know, just two people out in the cold, right? So, and that's kind of painful. So now how's your
lower back?
How's your lower back now? How's your pain in your body?
It's starting to go away.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a joke, isn't it?
It's so cold outside. The cold weather bothers you.
So. No, it's really, it's starting to go away. It's still there a little bit on the left side, though.
Well, you have answers to who left people behind, so. That is the weakness.
In the
people,
cold, right?
That's right. So let's use out your ancestors' karma, right? They actually give you this challenging experience so you could find ways or find us to resolve it or direct you to resolve it, right? We don't resolve anything for you, actually. To get to the point where we just direct people to find their own answer, their own answer resolve it for them, and that's how things should ought to be, right? We don't want to heal anybody. We don't want to have something, you know, like we know it and they don't know it, that kind of thing. Everybody know everything. We just have to direct them to know it.
Does that resonate with you about the cold weather?
Yes, it does.
Are you staying warm?
Actually, it's been a pretty good February.
So she got to be warm inside, okay? So turn the fire on inside.
That's right.
Yeah. So how are you feeling now? How's your lower back? Did it loosen up at all?
A lot better.
Well, great. So low back is not a low back problem, right? So when we try to treat on a regular basis, in fact, it gets worse, right? So that means you use the wrong you know, I mean, having the wrong answer, that would actually make the condition worse.
So you have to get to the real reasons and causes, and for you, it really was the weather. So.
Yeah, should take anyone a few seconds to just do that. Now, if somebody couldn't do that, then we have to speed them up, right? So we have to speed them up internally, right? Not like, you know, they're going to run faster. No, we're not going to do that. But we will make them faster internally, like the quantum particles and atoms and molecules. And so it's all technology, right? So it's not like we're just making a statement and have no result to support the statement we make, right? It's kind of silly to do that.
Yes, it would be.
Okay, so is there anything you'd like to share with our audience how that felt?
That was really quick.
The quickest and fastest way
to delete stress
and pain.
Like, you're not going to have an old computer and sitting over there and wait and wait and wait.
And I've been walking around all day with that. Now it's gone. Thank you.
That's good. What do? Are you working all day?
Yeah, I was working all day. I was running around a lot on my feet and back and forth. And
see, the trouble with you is that when you work, the trouble with you when you work is that it reminds you, you know, when you were goofing off, okay? So goofing off is really what bothers you, okay? So that's... Let's result the opposite effect, because that's the weakness. When you're working hard, you trigger the goofing off. Just like when people try to be positive, they trigger all the negatives, right? Which is ridiculous. So you have to look at the opposite side. If there's a weakness there, then you have to allow that person to strengthen it and delete it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for sharing with our audience, and I'm glad your lower back pain's gone.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for joining us. All right, so you see how fast it is to delete stress and pain. We're going to continue demonstrating, and we'll take.
Well, we should be able to delete everything and anything, right?
That's
so,
right.
So not just stress and pain.
Everything.
Even though that's a lot, but.
Well, your finances cause stress and pain. Your relationships cause stress and pain. Just thinking about getting older causes stress and pain. There's a lot of things that
you know, definitely have to put. Stress in a proper perspective, and people use that word stress just to be certain that they know what's going on, right? When you say you're stressed out, well, you know, people think, oh, I know what it is that bothers me, is stress. Well, that's like saying something that doesn't really have much meaning and actually confuse the situation, right? Because there's nothing affirmative about stress, right? But they think that they have something from the answer, well, I know what my problem is, stress, right? So that's like saying you don't know what it is, right? Because you don't want to sound like a dummy that you don't know, right? So when you do know what the problem is, the answer will resolve the problem, right? The right answer, right? Not just any answer, because you go to an expert, you're always going to get answers. They're going to make up an answer for you. But if it doesn't change you, then you should tell the expert, well, that's not the right answer. So they should come to us and take some classes from us or something, or direction from us, that the expert should always acquire or achieve answers for whoever comes to them for, you know, consultation.
Right, because if it doesn't apply to you, then it's not going to change your life situation. So you have to know what your specific reasons, causes, and sources behind your pain and stress are.
And how you do that?
Using your insight.
Right, what the weakness, you know, indicated to you, right?
And how do you find the weakness?
The insight.
You're using your insight.
Right.
And then how do you strengthen your insight? Well, insight is your feeling, your perception, your intuition. So when you have that, when you can think without your mind in the way, you're strongly neutral. And when you're neutral, you can feel, and you can feel what's strong or weak, but not through using your mind, because your mind, like I said, is going to sabotage you. So talk about feeling and perception, intuition, and how that leads to the insight, and how your insight connects to the right answer, and the answer resolves your problem. So, Dr. Yin, what's your view on really quick feeling? That's perception. Let's talk about perception and intuition.
Well, we have to get to the level where we accept that those things are pretty physical and not mental. I myself, in the beginning of my career, you know, I thought feeling is just mental or non-physical, right? It's strictly physical. So when you feel, you just want to feel what is strong, what is weak, or the one and the zero, the binary code that give you the answer to what really affects you, what really affect the world. You can actually change the world around you, and you can expand that beyond your physical body. If you have problem even resolving our physical body's problem, then we can't resolve the world's problem, that's for sure. And so, and that's kind of what people are trying to do, right? So, so did I answer you?
Well, so when you delete your negative
perception,
emotions,
right?
And your mind, you get in touch with that feeling. And like I said, your feeling leads to perception. Your perception leads to intuition. And intuition leads to your insight. And when you have that really strong insight, that's what you get the right answer. Because it's not good enough anymore to have strategy or to have plans. So, you know, everybody's got a plan. Everybody has a strategy. But you got to know if that strategy or plan is strong for you. And if it's not...
Does it apply to your situation, right?
Yeah, and then you have to put the strength behind it and make sure that you're congruent for it.
That's why we actually do well in consulting a business that we don't know anything about. Right? We will just know the answer for that particular business more so than someone... you know, gone to business school and learn all the technique about running a business.
Right, because every situation is different. And although, you know, the typical consultants will tell you, you know, what a
give you an answer by the book, right? So they memorize something that they heard in the classroom and memorize it, so...
It may sound great, but is it going to work for
no,
you?
No, it doesn't even sound great. You know,
or it may look great on paper. I mean, even investments, they may look great on paper,
even that is bad.
If you're weak to it, it's never going to happen. And same with, like, a diet. I mean, how many people go on diets and fail? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Speaking of diet, you're the expert with body weight, so Monty's coming out with that weight reduction that anyone could lose weight, like Monty, right? So... And eat like a horse, right? So,
well, it's not. It's a myth that, you know, calories in and calories out, you know, equal what you weigh. And we got it. It's time to bust that myth and get to the real reasons and causes.
The wrong answer, right?
Of so why you're gaining weight. I mean, I consult women all over the world, and over the past decade, I mean, the most frequently asked question I get is, Marnie, how do you eat so much and stay so thin? And you know, I always tell people that. You know, like back when I was in my 20s, even people would always say, oh, Marnie, you're eating like that. You're eating so much that's going to catch up to you one day. And you know what? It never did. And now I'm thinner than I even was, you know, 20 years ago. But the whole key to weight loss is not what all the experts are saying. And it can be frustrating because we can have so many negative thoughts and emotions that sabotage us with our looks and our weight. And it's time that we get to those real reasons and causes, what our true limitations are. You know, you can go on a diet and eat all the right food even, and still you can't lose that weight. And even if you do lose that weight, you gain it back. So the question is why? Why is it that some of us are successful and some of us aren't? And you have to get into your not just your biochemistry, but you have to look at your mind and your thoughts and what's happened
no
in
mind.
Your past.
Right?
Right. You have to delete those limitations that are in your mind. You know, whether it's you're holding on to the weight for protection, whatever it is.
Well,
trauma,
your central
intelligence
would affect your body the way you want your body to be. Right?
Right, so you pre-program what you want your weight to be. You have the control. You are in charge of your life. You're in charge of your weight. You're in charge of everything. And you have to pre-program. You have to delete your past, change your future.
See, a lot of people don't want to take charge. They think that it's going to take a lot of effort and time and studies, and none of that is true. You'd be in charge when you just...
We don't have the time or energy. Like, we live in a fast-paced world. We want things easy. We want things fast, right?
So you're in charge, and everything you could take charge of, speed and things like that. So, in fact, you're not in charge. That's when you don't have time for anything, right? So...
Yeah, and energetically, you know, you can change your metabolism, you can speed up your metabolism, you can speed up your elimination, you can speed up your digestion, you can...
Well, that's in charge, right?
Yeah, you can convert matter to energy and energy to matter. You can do this all energetically. You can detox all your cellular waste energetically, and that's part of the program. That's you can check it out.
Well, that's your physical intelligence, so you don't even have to say energetically, right? Because a lot of people kind of... get a bad feeling about energetically, right? So we don't have to use the energy, right? So it's nothing...
use your physical mystical. Intelligence.
Of course, you know, you have energy when you have quantum particles and atoms and molecules and inside your cells. you can recognize those energy, right? So you're not going to do any energetic conversion or something. Right?
So let's talk about converting matter to energy.
Well, if you're strong to it in that direction, matter to energy, your physical intelligence will automatically process that for you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that, connection or that speed to make that happen, or the strength to make it happen, it's not going to happen.
So there's a lot you can do, in a quick way. You know, this doesn't take time, but when you're dealing,
well, it's all about quickness. It's like you're increasing the speed of your computer, right? Otherwise, you throw it away, right? It's so slow, you don't want it.
Back in the day, remember when we had dial-up speed? I mean, that was really slow. If you had to use dial-up speed, it would take forever.
Well, using an old computer 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
On the fast network, it's instant information. Should we expect anything
less? If you try to slow down, like take a week off and go on the program, you slow yourself down.
Even going on vacation,
You come out. Everything would look even faster, right? So then you say, well, I need to go back to that program again and check out and not work, right? So, which is doesn't have to be like that, okay? Yeah.
So if you want to live to be 100 and not look or feel like it, this is the program.
Well, I'm getting pretty close to that, so.
That's right. Okay, well, let's do some more demonstrating. We'll take another live caller. Let's put this into action for you.
All right, 415.
415, you're on live.
Hello?
Yes, you are on live. Thank you for being here today. Are you experiencing any pain or stress?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Irina.
Thanks, Irina, for calling. Do you have any pain or stress?
Yes, and I have been feeling already better just listening in, so thank you so much for that.
Great.
And I'm sure others do too.
That's why we want to have a program on radio on a regular basis, so if you support us on this program, then we would put it out there for everybody in the world.
Are you experiencing?
Absolutely. Thank you for doing all this work.
It's great to have you here.
So what's going on? Tell us what's going on.
I would like to feel a little bit more vitality, and I have been working on a project. It's an artwork project that I need to finish, and I'm just feeling physically tired, and
I know a lot of people can relate to
finish it and still have fun.
Okay, so I know a lot of our listeners also probably feel the same way you do, low on vitality.
So, okay, Dr. so Dr. Let's you want me to do it or you want to do it?
Let's increase our energy.
Well,
go for it.
Sure. We can easily increase the energy, and just remind you that the energy comes from the central nervous system. Again, it's almost like I'm saying the same thing for everything, but that's not true. So you just want to ensure both sides of your brain, your spinal cord, and how they communicate with each other, and how the spinal cord communicate back to the brain. Those are the weaknesses I call out for you, and then the rest of the central nervous system. So we always consider there's five elements of the central nervous system, and even the central nervous system that come from the tail that we don't have, right? We have a missing tail syndrome of our central nervous system. So I would just strengthen that. I should strengthen that, but you strengthen yourself as soon as I identify those things for you. And now, how's your energy and tiredness now from that?
I do feel an improvement, and funnily enough, my eyesight is more clearly now, and that wasn't even a concern before. It wasn't even on my radar.
That's good.
And,
well, everything is on.
I remember the first call I talked about eyesight, I feel my eyesight improved.
Well, everything's
now,
on your radar, okay?
I do feel more awake.
Yeah,
okay, good. So let's look at your art project, okay? So you have a question about finishing it, right? You have a question about finishing it. Okay, so this condition is really not. See, the weakness or the insight tells me it's not coming from you, it's coming from your ancestors. Now, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, otherwise you say, well, I'll just convince you, right? Now, okay, now, how do you think about finishing your project now? Is that questionable still?
I feel a little knot in my stomach.
Okay, well, the knot in your stomach is that what's in your body need to come out of your body. It should go all the way down at the end of your torso, not stuck there, okay? Now, we make it strong for that to happen. Now, how's that stomach region feel like to you?
I feel better.
Okay, so you're going to finish your art project, right?
Well.
You have a question about finishing your project?
It seems more fun now.
Well, it took you a long time to get there. It should have been a...
You're going to speed up your perception.
Yeah, it should have been a second or less, right? So I'm waiting, and said, man...
Immediate.
Yeah, it should be immediate.
So your perception will be faster.
We want people to know that every one of us could achieve immediate results, right? It's time for all human beings to be on that level. Then we become, you know, better human beings and resolve things in the world so much easier instead of just making excuses for them, right? And I mentioned to you that problem really didn't come from you. It come from your family members, especially your ancestors. You know, they don't want to finish anything, right?
Uh-huh.
Or if they want to finish, they want to finish their enemy, right? I mean, kill them off. So that's the weakness indicated to me.
Okay.
And they want to resolve their karma of finishing off other people, right? So now you can finish anything you want, all right?
That's a good feeling.
I like that.
Well, that is the story. That is your story.
I appreciate it.
See, that is your story. No way I can make up a story like that, right?
Everybody's got their own story.
So it came out.
There's no way.
It came out of you, right? So
that's good.
I just put words in the weakness that I perceive from you, right? So then I have to express to you what it is, right? So, and we could do it afterwards, right? We don't want somebody to say, well, you know, you told them that, and they just swallow it, you know, hook and sinker, you know? So I don't want any accusation of that, right?
So is there anything you'd like to share with
our
audience?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming
on.
I mean,
just from a couple of minutes ago, the changes are immense, and...
You have more energy.
There are no words, to really, just even how I felt 2 minutes
ago. Well, you don't want to use too many words anyway.
That's right. Words.
The less words, the better, right?
So, exactly.
In fact, we communicate telepathically, right?
That's also very good.
So our physical intelligence just resonates with each other. We got your message, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that's how we were designed to actually communicate, right? When we start using a lot of words, that's when you get a lot of argument, debate with each other. So
having a lot of energy is a good place to increase your vitality so that you can accomplish anything.
It's easy, right? So you want to see what weakens you in this situation and allow that situation to strengthen you, right? So, and anyone could get consistent 100%. You know, when I tell people we could get 100%, you know, they'd be rolling their eyeballs up and think I'm lying to them, right? So
that's why we have live callers that are real. I mean, this is reality.
Or live events. Live events. We get 100% of live event in front of a stage.
People always ask, how do you have so much energy? We used to be in a different state or country every couple of weeks. And people were like, Marty, how do you do it? How do you have the energy? But this is, you know, we
strengthen. Well, we activate your energy,
yeah,
right? We have energy inside of us all the time anyway. And we don't have to eat something to have energy,
yeah.
Right?
Actually, so, I don't even eat breakfast.
So a lot of people...
Everybody says you have to eat breakfast.
Yeah. Like a main meal, right?
I even skip breakfast half the time and I have more.
That's why she's so skinny, right? So
no, but I eat big dinner.
You eat all night. No, not big dinners. Dinner and then dinner after that, right? So,
and dessert.
And a lot of people say you can't eat at night, you're going to gain weight, right?
Right.
There's no truth to that, right?
There's no truth. It's a myth. We're going to show you why. Get results for you. Keep you thin. Keep you healthy. Keep you more...
Well,
energized,
more energy. You got selected to do that program, okay? So
it's a good program.
Yeah, join her program, okay?
So
then there would be no heavy people in America.
Yeah, stay thin, stay young.
And there'd be no question about body weight. We've been questioned about body weight for so much that every few months you have a new program, right? Hey, if the previous program worked, then they don't need a new program, right?
Yeah, so, just for energy alone, you know, when you stay connected to us and you stay connected to the energy, it's just, you know, your vitality will shoot through the roof. I mean, I used to need like 10 hours of sleep, and now I only need like 4 or 5. Literally, I'm up at 5 in the morning, I go to bed late, and I'm just always going and going, and I just, it's about re-energizing your brain, and we show you how to do that and put it into action for you, not just talk about it. So we're going to, thank you so much for coming on live, and we're going to take another live caller because we want to keep demonstrating how this is put into action. We're not here to, you know, talk about
this. Thanks
so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We're not here to talk about it. You know, I don't, we're action leaders. We want to activate your physical potential to 100% infinity and make sure that you're living a life without pain, without illness, without limitations. I mean, there was a time in my life that I woke up one day and I couldn't eat without excruciating pain. And you can read the foreword in my book, Delete, number one international best-selling, you know, book, Delete Stress and Pain on the Spot. You can read the foreword in my book. And what fueled me to write that is that I literally had a life-threatening illness, and I had an artery and a vein, my superior mesenteric artery and vein. I had a mid-gut malrotation, and I couldn't eat. And I went through over a year of just, you know, hospitalization and surgeries and the whole conventional medicine. And it didn't work for me. And in fact, the more doctors I saw, the worse I got. I had surgery. I was in so much pain after. I mean, you can read my story in the book, but the reason I tell you this is because the doctor reversed my illness on the spot, and it really fueled me to get this method out to the world, because it doesn't matter how serious your illness is, this is the method that can reverse it, and it gets you real answers. I mean, if you're going to different doctors, if you don't, you know, if you're not getting those answers, and the doctors, all they do is put more fear in you, and the choices are so limited, and all it does is mask your pain. They're, you know, the doctor's either going to give you medicine, and we all know the side effects to medicine, and medicine just masks your pain. Surgery, it doesn't get to the root cause. So even if you get surgery, you know, you're still going to have your problem. And so Western medicine doesn't leave us with many answers. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. I've been through the whole Western medicine, and I came out of it like, really? Like, you know, but if you wake up one day and you get pain out of nowhere, and I know you can relate, I can relate to you, you just, you know, your life, if you don't have anything without your health. And so this is the method that really works. It really, it gets you those results that you instantly feel. And so, Dr. Jean, what do you have to say with illness?
Well, let me say about health. Right? So health is only one aspect of your wellness, and you don't want to make health as your number one, right? Everybody think, well, health is number one. Well,
but if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. But
that's not true. You know, you can have other things that you can't pay your bills all the time, and you think you have a health problem, but in reality, you have a money and prosperity problem that has to be taken care of. Otherwise, that would kill you, and you think the health would kill you, right?
That's true.
So don't look at health as the leading thing, and don't use the cliche that you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You know, hey, you have to have the whole six element of wellness to have all the things you want in your life, right? Health is only one aspect, and you're not going to put health on a pedestal, and that's the most important thing. And then your relationship suffers, and your relationship could kill you, and you think you have a health problem. So,
you want evenness with your life hacks again. Relationships, finances,
right.
Less aging.
So
everything that comes together that makes your life wonderful. So yes, we want it all. Great relationships, abundance, and we're strengthening.
Well, we have it. I mean, we're exposed to all things, right? Why shouldn't we have it all, right? Okay. So it's not because we're greedy, right? So
all right, so let's strengthen our listeners to have it all.
And people should be greedy, and then make other people evenly greedy with them, right? So we should expect more things while we're on this planet.
Infinite potential. Keep going. You're unstoppable. Make it happen. Make your dreams to reality. That's what this is all about. If you can dream it, you can make it a reality. And why shouldn't we? You know, why should we expect less than the best? You know, I know when the doctor, you know, at the head Mayo Clinic, the head vascular surgeon told me that I had 2 years to live. I looked at him and I said, I'll be back to prove you wrong. Because I know deep inside, I know there's an answer. And I know that nobody's going to give me the death sentence, that I'm the survivor. And I know that, you know, I my whole life is like that. You know, nothing gets me down. I keep going no matter what. I find the answers. And now, you know.
Well, the answer's within you, right? Sound like a cliche, but.
But it is. Yeah. And now, you know, working with hundreds of thousands of people across the globe for, you know, over a decade and a half. But, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of experience, and there isn't any one case that we've come across that, you know, it doesn't work for it. It works for absolutely everything. You know, if you have back pain, neck pain, any kind of physical pain.
Well, you name it.
Disease,
we can find a way for you to process it.
So that's why we take life
everything.
Because
it's everything.
It doesn't matter what you have. Right. You call us and we'll
No one should be able to stomp us.
And nobody should be able to stomp you in life.
That's right.
You know, you'll figure it out and you'll make it happen.
Quickly. Not like half a lifetime later.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so.
If I would have waited, I would have been dead, literally. I mean, it's
so you should be able to figure it out the next few seconds,
yeah,
right?
If you're on your deathbed, you want a quick answer. You don't want to wait 2 years because I couldn't eat anything. There was a period of time where they said you have to live on TPN the rest of your life. And you know, you have 2 or 3 years to live on TPN. So that wasn't an answer for me.
That's the wrong answer.
That's
actually made your condition even worse.
That's right. And same with all the medicine. It's just, you know, the side effects will kill you.
Well, if you take medicine, then you definitely have to strengthen your central nervous system so you could withstand that poisoning to your central nervous system. A lot of people think, you know, it affects the liver and all that, but it's actually going to the central nervous system that connect with the liver and weaken the liver. Yeah. So that has to be looked at. And so when people are on medication, they have to be strengthened so there would be no side effect on their medication. And they could live, you know, longer. And in fact, pharmaceutical companies should pay us for doing that, right? So if people take medicine, they will have 20 more years to buy it, or even 40 more years to buy more medicine, right? So.
Okay, we'll take another live caller.
So the best thing is to have no medicine, right? So because things could be resolved without them.
All right,
310. 310, you are on live. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
All right, 347.
347, you're on live.
Hello?
Hi, how are you today? We can hear you loud and clear. Thank you for coming on.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you have any stress or have any pain?
Oh, wow, I actually got through. I've been listening to you guys for almost, I don't know how many times, and I'm always on the phone, but I never get through.
Yay, you're here. You're
really excited. Thank you.
It's meant to be. Today is your day. What would you like deleted?
Everything.
yes, everything. There's quite a lot of things. I don't even know where to begin. But I've been stressed a lot, and a lot of my stress goes to my neck, my shoulders, and my back, like underneath my shoulder blades. I don't feel anything in my shoulders right now because it was so bad earlier today. I actually went and got a massage. Mm-hmm. It's been so bad, I even thought about getting acupuncture. And when I found out about the UN method, I was going through a bad relationship with betrayal and lying and cheating, and I broke up with the person back in December, and I actually fell upon one of your videos, and I started listening to it, and it was about relationships, and I said, oh my God, how did I forget about these videos? And I started listening to it, and it instantly started to remove the pain that I was storing in my shoulders and in my neck. Now what I'm feeling, I've been unemployed for quite some time, and I've been looking for work, and I've been having trouble finding work. So I've been underneath a lot of financial stress. But along with the financial stress, although I'm over the breakup from the person I was dating, he still comes to mind. And when he comes to mind, I get, I feel angry or just very regretful that I haven't met the person. So I kind of like just want every memory of that person just deleted out of me and out of my spirit.
Okay, that sounds good. You don't have to give us more input than that. That's sufficient enough. And what kind of work are you looking for? Maybe I can ask that.
Honestly, I don't know, because I kind of started my own business over the summer, and it's just been really slow. And I really wanted that to pick up so I can.
So what kind of business? What kind of business have you started?
It's e-commerce and my own clothing line.
Okay, e-commerce is good.
But I haven't been focusing on that.
Okay, so the thing is that we talk about wellness, and in wellness there's six elements, but there's some sub elements included also. So I'm just saying that right now your wellness hexagon are not even with each other. All the different elements are not even. And the hexagon itself has an internal weakness and the boundaries. So anything from the outside would weaken you because you got this internal weakness of your hexagon. So let's strengthen the hexagon completely and take away all the previous weakness with the wellness hexagon, not just from you, but, you know, family members and all that. Okay, now, let's say you think about your situation now, about this breakup, and also this business that you want to start and finding a job now. Are they still questionable as before?
No, not really.
Right, you can't even say anything now, right? I'm kidding. I mean, that particular breakup is no longer affects you, right? Even if you think about it, right?
Right. It wasn't so much the breakup, just the person. Like, I just didn't want to think about that person.
Well, if you think about that person, the person is more like a non-entity now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good place.
That's a good place to be. How is your shoulder, Blaine?
Well, she didn't have any symptoms today anyway, so.
Okay, but do you feel anything in your physical body?
Well, like I said earlier, I had it earlier, but I went and got it.
By massage.
Massage.
Well, tell you what, we could look at one of the pain that you have in the past, okay? Now, let us process that for you. You have physical pain in the past, and let's say you have physical pain in the past caused by caused by injury of, find yourself in an earthquake.
I'm sorry, say that again, you said it was caused by injury?
Yeah, your physical pain from the past came from an earthquake experience. That's what you're telling me, okay?
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
So let's say...
are we talking past life? We're talking about this life, because I did get into, when I was 18, which was years ago, I got into a car accident. I got hit on the left side of the back of the car, and ever since then, I've been experiencing really chronic pain on the left side of my shoulder and in my neck, so I thought it was from the car accident, but then I recently found out that my mother experiences the same type of pain on her side of her shoulder and neck. That's where all of our stress goes.
See, we could let you connect with those experiences when you do have the pain. It troubles you to have those symptoms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Your pain really came from an earthquake experiences that happened, a couple thousand years ago. So let's, once we recognize that, you recognize that, then it be resolved the next second or two, right? So now let's say you think about having those symptoms again. Now, having those symptoms that still bother you when you think about having them?
No.
Okay,
so that's an improvement, right? So it's like she doesn't even expect to have them anymore, right?
So isn't that a better place to be?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and being so open about everything. We appreciate that, and thanks for sharing. And your life will continue to improve. So make sure to join more of our streams. We're going to be having these regularly. And be part of this, because, you know, the more you
Well,
listen,
we're going to do a radio show, right? So we want to remind people that we would like to do a radio show. It would be easier for people to listen to it even when they're driving, right?
And you're open. You're receptive. It sounds like when you listen to our programs, you experience the shifts. And that's really, that's wonderful that you're open and you're receptive and you're experiencing this. So keep listening. Keep us posted on your success.
I did have a really quick question, and yes, I am very open to receiving the changes. I could feel it moving and shifting inside. Mm-hmm. Did you sense or see any karmas that needed to be deleted?
They've been deleted. I don't feel any karmas that are there, but yeah, in the process of deletion, Dr. Yun does a lot.
Well, there's still a little bit common left. Okay, now. So since you asked.
Some indirect.
Well.
Partial and indirect.
I would say you have a karma of having children. Now, you don't have children now, right, this lifetime?
No, I don't have any
children. Okay, so let's say you have children, you're really mean to them. That would bother you to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means you have you have experience of doing that. So let's remove that, okay? Now, you're going to remove it since you identify it. Now, think about being mean to them again. That's still part of your character now?
No,
I mean in comparison.
I don't think I would be. But...
Right, even if you think about being mean to them, it doesn't come up affecting you as before, right?
All right, no.
Well, that's an improvement, right? Then to have that, that say, I'm not having any children because I'm going to be mean to them again, right? So...
right.
It's a hidden karma.
Okay, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, right? So anything could be resolved when you have that insight that we want to, program into everybody that listen to our show. That insightful answer is where it's at. It's not a answer coming from a book, right? From learning or remembering what you heard from someone else, right? So you don't have to remember anything, right? You could be totally blank and
that's blank. Blank it out.
Yeah, and people think, you don't have any. You don't have any intelligence in your mind. Well, which is good. You don't want any mental intelligence. It's all physical intelligence. So
yeah.
So a little bit different, right?
So yeah. So thank you so much for coming on. All right. So
thank you.
Thank you.
So thank you everyone for joining us here.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for doing the show, Dr. Ewan.
Well, this show, I mean, when we...
It's great to do the show with you. It's great to get instant results for people.
We want
to spread this method throughout the whole world and continue to perpetuate the amazing results and make you feel good. I know for me, I personally love it. And, join me for all my streams. Join us on the radio show whenever you can, catch us, do it. Join our programs. Check us out, MarnieGreenberg.com, if you want to join my upcoming rejuvenation program. We're always doing the new latest programs,
Updates.
Right.
There's always updates.
It's
just like your computer, right?
You'll never take
update.
The same program twice with us. I mean, it's always new. Everybody's like, what's new? What's different? It's always new. It's always different. There's always updates, whether
more strengthening.
And more strengthening. And I love to activate people.
More youthfulness and more.
Make sure you're implementing this in your life every day, because that's really what it's about. It's not something
more bony bodies and instead of heavy bodies. Right?
Stay light fit, bodies. Stay youthful, make sure because you're physical, beautiful from the outside in. Just love yourself unconditionally. I tell that to people
sounds
all
great.
The time. you gotta truly love yourself.
You gotta be so neutral with yourself.
Neutral.
That neutral love is that you don't. Have any judgment about yourself.
Well, there's no love and there's no hate. You're just neutral, which is unconditional. You're
well,
not attached.
Well, you can have all the love there is that you don't even know you have it. Right? So.
That's right. So move forward with strength. Be congruent with your wants, your needs, your desires. We're here to, put that fulfillment in your life, make you connected, make you resonate with the higher universal intelligence. And that's really where it's at. When your mind is deleted and your brain is activated and your central nervous system is really, truly aligned with the higher universal intelligence, those answers will flow to you. And that's what our programs are about. It's like really putting you in touch with you and making you live the best life possible. I know for me, it was reversing a life-threatening illness, and that's why I'm alive. And, this method saved my life. It can save yours, too. This is about you. This is about what you want. So if you're in physical pain, you see what's possible in just a few minutes. And we always want to take you to the next level. So continue to join us and be part of it. So thank you again for being here. Thank you, Dr. Ewan.
Thank you.
I love being part of it. It's an honor to really be here with you and do this.
Thank you for giving me the time to to express myself along with you.
All right. So big energy hug to everybody and unconditional love. Stay strongly neutral. Bye for now.